Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Jason Byrne has been listening to the whole thing going, when the hell are they going to let me in here to talk?
Hey, Jail!
Yeah, listen, it's a little bit like the skip in like as like in school. You know when you're waiting to go in when someone's spinning the rope and you're waiting to see when you go into the skipping.
Wow, what school did you go to that skipping was an integral part of yard play?
Well, we had mixed, boys and girls. Mm. No, it's just like you never really know when you're on Today FM when the two yous are on. You know what I mean? You have to kind of wait.
See what happens.
The two granddads finish their story.
Come here. You've moved into the 21st century with a bang and you've developed an app.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm terrified. You know what I mean? Because we've no work and I was trying to create some work. So I developed this app with a friend of mine called Brendan Morrissey. Like, he's a big tech head because I had no idea about apps. I didn't know what to do. And he said, do you want to develop a comedy app? And I said, oh, yeah, yeah. Which I thought it was just like a young fella in a jocks, like eating Nutella in a bedroom somewhere that just made these things. I didn't know. It took so much time and it needs loads of, money and all and everything. Yeah. So it's going to be the first comedy app in the world, like just solely for comedy, and it's Irish and it's going to bring in Irish revenue and we're going to be able to create jobs out of it. And as well, the big thing with those comics, we're not gigging, they're going to be able to post their stuff, and when we get a bit more money in, because we have to keep upgrading the app, we're going to be able to, they'll get paid for their stuff. You can subscribe to a comic and all that stuff. So that's what it is. And it's very easy to use. Just download Dial app. And, it looks like Instagram and all that. That flicky
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I have it here on my phone. Good. I just downloaded it now just before we start talking to
it's
you.
It's called iLaugh, just to remind everybody.
And, yeah, it's very similar to TikTok in its architecture.
Yeah, but it's not. We're trying to but TikTok now is getting a bit of a bad name, with a bit of bullying going on, a bit of badness. This is purely just for laughter. Do you know what I mean? And as well as that, it's Irish. So I'm just trying to get all the Irish on first because we are... We are like the funniest people in the world. I know, like, people are going, oh, no, we are. Like, the hardest people, the hardest people to gig for are the Irish. Because they already go in and they always go, I bet you my stories are better than his. You know what I mean? Sitting in the audience.
Yeah. It's just like 1,000 people looking up at you saying, I could do that.
I won't, but
yeah,
I could.
Yeah. I mean, that's what... Yeah, I won't. It's a bit like, when you gig in Britain, the British laugh at you. They go, oh, very funny. Continue. Oh, ha, ha, very funny. Continue. Oh, very good. And then at the very end, they go, that was fantastic. My job is a surgeon. I'll go and do that. And I will not try comedy. But not in Ireland. You're dead right. They're just like...
We were talking to Tommy Tiernan there. What day is today? I've lost all track of my life.
It was Sunday last week.
Yeah.
Thursday, Wednesday, something. Thursday,
a couple of days
Friday.
Ago. Yeah.
Friday's his call. He knows.
Can I just say real quick, lads, like Dermot is a little bit lost now and again, Dave. Last time I was talking to him the other day, he had gotten lost in a field. He was wandering in a field.
Standard Dermot behaviour. Imagine trying to get him onto a radio show every morning, Jason. It's such an expedition.
I'm even saying Blue Monday all morning and he goes, what day is it?
This is true. But we were talking to Tommy and asking him, has the gap from performing on stage, made you less confident are more confident about getting back up? Is it kind of like an extreme sport where if you don't keep it going week in, week out, you start to lose your nerve a little bit?
Yeah, I imagine when I go on stage again in Vicar Street, I'll just be a whimpering ball in the middle of the stage with 1,000 people looking at me. me crying.
This part of his act is hilarious.
No, it's fine. I've been doing stuff online and doing live stuff online and trying to keep it going that way. So the comedy muscles are still going. Yeah. And guess what else? I've been uploading stuff on iLaugh.
Let's talk about that for a second, right? So do you have to be Jason Byrne, Tommy Tiernan, and Neil Delamere in order to upload stuff to the iLaugh app, or can anyone do it?
No, you have to be Aisling B, Deirdre O'Kane, or Dara O'Brien.
Okay, granted. Right, it all makes sense now.
No. Anybody can upload it. That's the thing. It's just a comedy app. Anybody can put stuff up there, And it's just, and again, we really want to, because I do a lot of work with mental health and stuff like that. So we're going to be making sure that it's just pure comedy up there and there's no nastiness and nothing like that.
And no dancing.
And I invented this thing. Instead of putting up no dancing, no.
Well, unless it's comedy dancing.
Well, dancing makes you happy. So I don't know. Yeah, it's comedy dancing. So instead of likes, I invented laughs. so you'll get laughs instead of likes. So maybe, I don't know, that could be it.
Brilliant.
You know what I mean? That could be the big change.
You mentioned mental health there. Your podcast, Mind Your Loaf, is hugely popular. What kind of led you into that space?
Well, I suppose, I mean, I was, you know, because the job had gone down the Swanee and all that kind of stuff, and there was a lot of pressure on me. I thought, what's the best thing to do would be a mental health well-being podcast. And it was for me as well as everybody else that would be listening. So I thought, you know, I'll go and talk to all the different people I really want to talk to, like neuroscientists, like psychotherapists, all these amazing people I got to talk to. And they really helped me, you know, like I just learned how to really deal with stuff, and instead of running around like a headless chicken, just dealing with the things in life, you know. And I got really great advice as well, because I heard you talking about earlier on about giving up drink and all sorts of stuff for January. Well, you know, this is a really good fella said this. Listen to him on he's called Alan Watts, actually. You know him, Dermot, and all, Dave.
I do,
so
honestly.
He said that instead of going around and saying, I'm going to give up drinking everything for the next 2 months or 30 days or whatever, like, he says, don't try and do that, you know, because it's very hard to do that. So instead, just wake up in the morning and go, right, today I'm going to go for a run, or today I'm going to give up drink. And then tomorrow, you know what I mean? I might stick a load of choco rolls up my hoop again. I don't know. Maybe or maybe not.
Standard Tuesday practice.
Yeah. Although I'm pretty sure Alan Watts was a mad alcoholic. So maybe that's why he was giving that advice.
Jason.
Yes, I'm assuming he gave up for a day and then moved on again.
Yeah, for a day and then another day and then another day. Come here. So people want to get the app. I Laugh is what it's called, if people want to get their hands on it and download it and have a laugh.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.